Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a penny and a half, March wheat down a penny and a quarter, and Jan beans up 3.5 cents. Once again, the meal's leading the way up. We're up 330 in the meal. Oil was down 13 ticks. The meal's only about $2.50 away from making a new contract high in here, so that looks awful strong. The beans reacted positively to the meal out here. Again, I think there's some concerns about South American weather, and I would agree with that. I don't see things as being all that rosy down there. And with the meal leading the way, not only in terms of price activity, but in terms of the funds are now long more meal than oil, I think that's all positive. The wheat market, a little bit of pressure here. Stats Canada came out and said their wheat crop was a little bit bigger than expected. So that I think he's going to put a little bit of pressure on the wheat here this morning. But corn up a little bit following the meal's lead. You know, I think the funds have got to ask themselves, what's the point in staying short here? Why not book the profits, cover some of these short positions before the end of the year? Things look to be changing, certainly in the meal, the beans. I think that can drag over to the corn. Fundamentally, the wheat still looks terrible. Russia's got a bigger crop than anybody thinks they do. The Canadian crop's a little bit bigger. So, you know, I think the wheat on its own has a hard time rallying fundamentally, but if the funds want to cover this 100,000 they're short, we could certainly see some higher prices out here as well. The dollar's up 10 ticks. I don't see that being a factor. Crude oil's down 65 a barrel. I don't see that as being a major factor out here. But the weather around the country, in the plains, it still looks awful dry to me. We're into dormancy. We're going to need some snow cover here to get through the winter chill. We haven't seen anything yet in terms of snow cover. That could wind up being a little bit of an issue out here. The weather in South America and southern Brazil, it's still awful dry. They're having trouble getting the rest of the Argentinian beans planted. There's talk that the corn crop could be shaved as well. So I think from a fundamental standpoint, things may be turning a little bit of a corner here, particularly in beans and corn, and hopefully the wheat can follow suit as well. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.